Mira a la izquierda, mira a la derecha. ¿Qué ves? ¿Dónde estás? In a world that seems to change daily, what will you do next? Welcome to the Next Steps Show with Peter Vasquez, a starting point for discussion y un poco de dirección. Buenas tardes, good afternoon, señoras y señores, ladies and gentlemen, amigos y amigas, friends! I hope you are having a phenomenal Wednesday. Should I say hump day, Bob? That's just a weird name for Wednesdays for me for some reason.
Well, you know, one hump or two, dromedary, camel, I mean, whatever your preference is.
There you go.
Joe Camel prefers hump, I think.
Absolutely. You know, Bob, I have learned so much. I mean, like so much since we launched this show 178 shows ago, just saying, right? But hey, you know, I've learned things like to be a radio talk show host is kind of synonymous with being a lifelong learner. That must make you a genius since you own the place.
What you start to appreciate is how much you don't know.
That is true. So just reading through some of the things that we observe and celebrate in this great country of ours really does put into perspective the meaning of being American and the American culture and our collective desire, right, for life, liberty, justice, and a pursuit of happiness, right? I mentioned earlier, I think it was earlier this month, Bob, I mentioned on one of the shows that April, we recognize and put a focus on autism awareness and acceptance. Did you know that this was Autism Awareness Month?
I did, and it's a great thing.
It is a phenomenal thing. So today, I have a couple of amazing, amazing people right here in the WYSL studios, right, to talk about what they did, what they have been doing, and what they continue to do to not just promote awareness, but to create an environment, a culture of inclusivity, where individuals on the spectrum can achieve their American dream. So, ladies and gentlemen, stay with me as I introduce two and three of the five founders of Campaign D's. Ladies and gentlemen, aquí, it is my honor to introduce the Honorables Jordan Smith E. Tyler Nursinger. Did I say your name right, Tyler?
It's Nursinger, but I
Nursinger.
A lot of people say Nursinger.
Gotcha.
It's very common.
So it's Nur and Singer. Very easy. Jordan, how are you?
I'm doing phenomenal. Thank you for having me.
Oh, listen, it is. When I said it's my honor, I mean it's my honor to have you guys on, to have this discussion, to talk about one of the most important issues that we seem to be forgetting about as a society. But hey, before we get into like who you guys are and you telling us about yourselves, I want to play a little clip that's on the Campaign D's website, which is what we're going to talk about today, as well as your stories. That's CampaignD.com. Ladies and gentlemen, here goes the introduction of the organization. It is narrated or spoken there by Dalton Letta, also a founder of this amazing organization.
Nearly everyone knows someone with autism. We hear the statistics and terms. 1 in 59 children born in 2006 diagnosed. Boys 4 times more likely to be diagnosed than girls. Advocacy groups have put a face on autism. They've helped us understand the science behind diagnosis and strategies. Though these figures are important, most people don't know what it's like to live with autism. Hi, I'm Dalton Letta, and I wanted to take a few minutes to tell you about Campaign D. Campaign D is a registered 501c3 nonprofit organization that gives a voice to the face of autism. Campaign D started one night when 5 friends went to dinner. Dinner with friends was a relatively unknown concept for us. You see, we spend much of our childhoods with our closest and safest friends, our own imaginations. We ate lunch by ourselves while the cafeteria was teeming with activity. We watched as other classmates would make plans to hang out after school, and we weren't invited. That night, we got to experience something that had been a barrier just because of one word: autism. We realized that the whole world must learn that autism doesn't define who we are, it's just one part of our story. Campaign D wants to tell others our whole story, to help people understand what it's like to live with autism. We want to make you aware of our struggles and our victories while on the autism spectrum, in hopes that you will see who we really are. Not just people with autism, but so much more. Many people think the D in Campaign D stands for Dalton, but it doesn't. It stands for dialogue, determination, and dedication, just to name a few. Through the dedication and determination of the members of Campaign D, we have created great partnerships with the town of Gates in recognizing Gates as the first autism-friendly community in Monroe County, and with the Gates Police Department, who has helped spread awareness to law enforcement, and Roberts Wesleyan College has been instrumental in spreading the word about Campaign D. And finally, the Episcopal Diocese of Rochester has pledged to help us grow and share our message of inclusion. We'd like to ask you to join us in starting the dialogue and ending the stigma, because we feel that no one should ever have to eat lunch alone again.
Wow. You know what? I'll tell you. He said, ladies and gentlemen, autism does not define who you are. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a country, we live in a time where any disability does not define who you are, regardless of whatever the mantra may be. You don't have to be a victim. You can always take control and find that balance. So here in the Next Step show today, we're going to talk with Tyler, we're going to talk with Jordan, and we're going to talk a little bit about those stories of what it is that you did, not just to get where you are, but to start sharing in ways that are just magnificent. I mean, you guys have changed lives and shifted cultures. That is phenomenal. So who wants to go first so we could start with the stories?
I guess I'll start. So I think Dalton mentioned this in the intro. We kind of started in an organization together called Artists Unlimited. It's another great organization. It's a theater program that is 70% composed of people with some kind of disability, whether it's physical, intellectual, mental. A lot of times they get outcast on, like, in theater programs. So this is the one inclusive theater program in the area that at least I know of. It might be the only one in the world, possibly. I don't think that's true, but so because we're all good friends from the show, we hang out together, and we had this one dinner back like 7 years ago, and we were all kind of sitting there and talking, and in the background, I guess a couple of the parents, Dalton's mother and my father, kind of talked a little bit and said, you know, we should try and create an organization where we kind of speak about autism from a personal standpoint as opposed to just reading off the numbers, because that's what a lot of those organizations do. They just say, you know, autism appears in 90% of people, whatever. Obviously, I know that statistic is wrong, but that's kind of the idea here, is that we wanted to stop and the stigma and start the dialogue.
Very nice. Jordan, a little bit about you?
Well, I didn't get my diagnosis until I was about 13 years old. But my parents had suspected earlier on that there might be something going on. My challenge with my disability is that by society standards, I don't look like I have a disability. Like, I could tell somebody and they'd be like, oh, I had no idea.
I mean, I'm sorry. I was just going to say that was very similar to me, although I was diagnosed right before kindergarten. But I think if you look at us at face value, a lot of times they don't know that we have a disability.
And that definitely comes with its pros and cons, because they might treat us normally for the most part. But then if our autism or whatever is triggered, then they'll just be really confused. Like, why is he suddenly acting like this? Where is this coming from? And then from that point forward, they'll start treating us differently because now they know about our disability.
Interesting. Now, you drive. I saw you pull in a nice little car there.
Yeah, I started living on my own recently. So I got my own place, got my own car. And I've worked hard to get to that point, for sure.
Absolutely. And I look forward to hearing more about how much and a hard work it takes to live with it. But, ladies and gentlemen, autism spectrum disorder, also known as ASD, is a development disorder characterized by difficulties with social interaction, communication, and repetitive behavior. Mira, no te vayas. Don't change that dial. ¿Tú sabes why? Because we're going to come right back aquí mimito in the WYSL studios with a little bit more of edification, great stories, and guess what? How you can get involved, because learning and knowing is something you can do. It's something nobody can take away from you. And guess what? Even great people like Frederick Douglass said, education is what sets us free and doesn't allow us to be a slave. We'll be right back right here in the WYSL studios.
In the Rochester and Finger Lakes region, one name stands above all others for real estate appraisal and advice.
Ryan Murphy and Associates.
This full-service real estate appraisal company can appraise and advise on purchase and sales decisions, mortgage finance feasibility, estate, matrimonial, partnership buyouts, litigation, and more for any type of property, both residential and commercial. Ryan Murphy was founded almost 40 years ago. All of our highly trained staff members have at least 20 years of experience. All our appraisers are either New York State certified, general or residential real estate appraisers.
Ryan Murphy and Associates.
Start here. RYNNEMurphy.com.
Youth for Christ Rochester is growing. With the help from the John R. Wegman Foundation, we're adding Saturday mornings back to basketball, while the Saunders Foundation brings back skills and drills for the spring and summer. Our middle school girls program will be starting in a second school this fall. Watch for a new name change for that program. But we need your help. Make a one-time gift of $300 or a monthly gift of $25 to sponsor a kid for a year. Go to yfcrochester.org/donate.
Advertising on the WYSL stations is both affordable and effective, but it's so much more than that. When your business or professional practice has a presence on the Voice of Liberty, you connect with a patriotic, awake, and aware audience that cares about society, our families, our schools, our values, and our future. And our listeners appreciate you and respond. We can end the madness together. For truth and freedom, the WYSL stations, the Voice of Liberty. Call 346-3000 to advertise today.
Peter Vasquez and Next Step Show on the WYSL stations.
And brought to you today, as always, by the appraisal firm of Ryan Murphy and Associates. John and Judy and their great team of professionals can appraise your residential or commercial property. And once again, here's the host of Next Steps, Peter.
Muchas gracias, señor Savaje, la voz de libertad. Welcome back to the Next Step Show, ladies and gentlemen. Remember this, in the word or in the phrase campaign D, the D stands for dialogue. Is that not what we talk about in the Next Step Show? Determination. Is that not what I say is important to get to your next steps? And dedication. And in Studio Tenimo. Yep, right here in Studio Tenimo at Jordan. Jordan, I messed your name up again. Smith. Jeepers. And, of course, Tenimo
he got,
Tyler.
You got Jordan right, but you couldn't remember Smith?
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Such a difficult name.
I know.
The simplicities that confuse us all. Anyways, you know, the term spectrum, ladies and gentlemen, as it pertains to the autism spectrum disorder, right? It reflects a wide range of symptoms. Check this out, though. And skills. And see, I think sometimes as a society, we tend to focus on symptoms versus skills, which is why we end up seeing some of the reactions that you get from people, right? When you're having that what did you call it, the reaction or the episode?
Yeah, when my autism is triggered, or if I just get overwhelmed and I start to react a certain way, they'd be like, he's never done this before. I don't understand. What are we supposed to do? And then like I mentioned earlier, afterwards they'll start treating me different because now they know about it. And it's like, okay, so now he's actually this kind of person. It's like, no, I'm still me. This just happens every once in a while.
And ladies and gentlemen, right, you know, we need to understand people, I would think. Tyler, do you have similar experiences, or have you had similar experiences where, you know, once people realize that you have autism or you may be a little different than them, that they just forget about you or treat you different?
I guess I could say somewhat of a degree. For one thing, you know, like I might try to interject myself into a conversation or into – like a situation, and you know, I kind of over dramatize certain things, and I think they look at that and like, why the heck did he do that? That was stupid. And so they, you know, ignore me, or you know, I go on to a conversation, I ramble and ramble and ramble, and eventually they say, like, they give up. Mm. So
I'll tell you though, you just described me a little bit there. I mean, you ask my wife, she'll tell you. I can ramble, 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 and sometimes they're like,
me too. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, maybe you guys can be radio talk show hosts someday, because apparently people like to hear people ramble and ramble sometimes on the air.
Sometimes my wife gives me the, wrap it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get that quite a bit too.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry. You were mentioning radio. Actually, that's something I kind of want to get into at some point, is some kind
really?
Of... Yep, absolutely. Whether it's radio or television, some kind of broadcasting thing, maybe sportscasting, yeah.
Now, Jordan, you did too, I think. Before the show, you mentioned you wanted to do something like voiceovers or stuff like that.
Yeah, I do want to get into voice acting as a career. And I've had friends, family, even some celebrities tell me that I have that kind of voice for it. So.
You've got a great voice.
Both do.
Absolutely do. Yep. So, guys, let's talk about this organization that the five of you came together. And see, ladies and gentlemen, this is really important, because as these guys get put off because they may act a little different or seem a little different, they surely don't look any different than the rest of us, right? This is where understanding and education and being a life learner is so important. These guys, along with three other gentlemen, Dalton, who you heard his voice, set out to create a cultural shift, right? And as a result, CampaignD.com was born, right? This is an organization that you guys created. It's driven by people with autism. It was founded by people with autism or on the spectrum, with an emphasis on what you guys are calling autistic leadership and involvement. Can we talk a little bit about that? Like, what do you mean by that?
I'd probably say basically we take control as opposed to other people.
Oh, I love that.
I think, I think usually it's said by like some public speaker or an adult, and you know, they'll give their story and say, you know, from their perspective, but usually it's not from the perspective of the actual person with autism, I would say.
Interesting. What do you think, Jordan? Now you guys are adults.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like I'm 27.
Right.
I'll be 25.
22.
You'll be 25. Yeah.
Interesting. Now, I knew you guys were adults, but boy, I didn't realize you guys were that old.
Yeah, I have a lot of people.
I'm just kidding.
Like, I'll have them like guess how old I am, because they all say something different. But most of them will say I look like I'm still in my early 20s, and I'm thinking, you know what? I'll take it while I can get it.
Well, listen, when you get as old as I, those compliments mean everything in the world. Hey, check out this clip I want to play of an interview you did some time ago in regards to CampaignD.
Why don't you go ahead and start us, Jordan?
Gladly. Well, CampaignD, our slogan is start the dialogue and the stigma, where we want to start discussing it and eliminate the disgrace of it, of autism being associated with being a bad thing, because it's really not. It was actually founded by five of us, Dalton and myself being a couple of them, and then Tyler Nursinger, Kenny Moriarty, and Josh Hawk being the other three. We were actually just hanging out one day, going to dinner at some place. We were just having a good time, and then we thought, you know what? Each have a different kind of autism, and thus we each have a different story to tell. So we figured, why not let other people know about it so that others know what autism is, how it affects different people, how they can live alongside it, and just to let them know that autism does not define us. It's just one single piece of the puzzle.
Absolutely. And listen, that... Introduction, everything that you've talked about, Tyler, I mean, what you guys are doing, I mean, it's deep, right? I mean, listen, if it trips me out because, you know, all the things that you hear, oh, they're a little different, or oh, they have autism, so they may not be able to compete and do all these other things. But you guys created something that, like I said, was culture shifting. It was deep, right? But check this out. The way I look at it, it doesn't just define your character. It defines your ability to care for other people, to strategize, to grasp the understanding that education is foundational and that really the common denominator in ensuring life, liberty, justice, and the pursuit of happiness, right?
Hmm. Oh, for sure. And like one of the biggest goals we have for things like Campaign D or Artists Unlimited is that we want to show people that we're not defined by these disabilities. Like, just because we have them doesn't mean that makes up 100% of who we are. Like, in Artists Unlimited, we have some people who are in a wheelchair, but they have one heck of a singing voice.
Mm-hmm.
Or one cast member, he's deaf, but he still has a better sense of rhythm than half the people I know.
Mm-hmm. And we also have a cast member in our show that's completely blind, but his singing voice is pretty darn good. He's got perfect pitch, and sometimes we use him as like our tuning note.
And he's one of the funniest people I know, too.
He is. He is very funny.
So with Campaign D, can you guys can we walk through the rest of this segment, kind of talking about you guys' journey, the five of you, from the day you guys sat at dinner and came up with this idea that you want to bring awareness, that you want to bring people. I mean, you, like I said, you've changed things. And when we get back from break, I'm going to play a clip where you even caused an entire police department in the town of Gates to not just become verbal, like, yeah, we support you, we understand, but to actually get engaged and learn and trained so that when the police officers engage in the community, right, they know how to work with you. So can we talk about that journey from dinner to where we are today on the next step show?
Absolutely.
Whoever wants to go first.
I thought we were going to break right now.
No. I'm sorry. We got a couple minutes. The rest of this.
It's kind of a form of education, really, where whether it be the Gates police or the general public, we want to show them, okay, with these people who have disabilities, granted, it affects them differently, so you may have to interact with them differently, but here's a general idea of how to maybe approach them, and if they're reacting a certain way, this is how you can respond. Because we've heard stories of officers interacting with someone with a disability, and they have no idea what to do, and sometimes the way they react is wrong, and it ultimately hurts everybody involved.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like...
What kind of – did you guys run into any obstacles as you were building out this this initiative? What do they use the modern term in your age group? The haters. Any haters out there?
Not really, actually.
Not that I could think of, unless, of course, there was anything. We've worked with Gates Police. We've also gone to a few other police departments to kind of tell the officers about how to deal with the disabilities and stuff, but it really hasn't done a lot. A lot of it, unfortunately, COVID came along and kind of threw a wrench into a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it did.
But really the only quote-unquote opposition I can think of that we've faced is some people, they've disapproved of the puzzle piece being used in the logo.
That's right.
But we put it there because, as we've said before, our disabilities don't define us. It's just a piece of the puzzle.
Absolutely. Yep. So what was the pushback on the piece of the puzzle, if you remember?
Yeah, what was that about? I don't get it.
Well, I mean...
I think it's perfect. Whoever came up with that is a genius, a marketing genius. Congratulations to you guys.
Well, we definitely appreciate it. We didn't really have too many people, like, getting angry or anything. It was more just like, hey, could you please... like change the logo or take the puzzle piece out. We don't like it because we think it stands for something else. And it's like, we want to keep it, and this is why.
Mm. There's this symbol now that is generally defined as the symbol for autism. It's like the infinity rainbow or something like that. And we kind of use it, but we like the puzzle piece because it's part of our organization, I guess you could say.
Absolutely. Now, I've seen it being used nationwide as well. Now, did you guys start that movement, or is the puzzle piece something that's just been conceptualized.
No, Puzzle Piece has been there for a long time. There's an organization called Autism Speaks. Yeah, they've used the Puzzle Piece.
I love their website, by the way. Tons of information. Ladies and gentlemen, before we go to break, again, we have Tyler Nissinger and Jordan Smith. Sorry about that again. Here in the WYSL stations, a quick plug. See, if you're a business and you understand and you make sure that your services encompasses everybody, when we talk inclusivity, this is what we're talking about. So kudos to, correct me if I'm wrong here, Bob, Nobel's Amusement Park in Pennsylvania for ensuring that they bring everything that's needed so that everybody can enjoy their park. We'll be right back right here in the WYSL studios.
Peter Vasquez and Next Step Show on the WYSL stations.
Welcome back to the Next Step Show, ladies and gentlemen. Sequel to conservative New York and aquí como every day at noon. I'm so glad you're hanging with me because we've always got important things to talk about. And today is extra, extra, extra special. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we've been talking about the autism spectrum disorder. We've been talking about the importance of education. We've been talking about what these fine gentlemen and their cohort is doing to change culture to be inclusive. Now, listen, just to sidetrack a little bit here, you've heard me once or twice say things like inclusivity and equality is all about you and me, and we shouldn't shy away from it. Why? Because this discussion right here shows you it's in our nature. It's just human. We've got to do it. And if you can't do it, then really, we should have a talk. We should absolutely have a talk. 346-3000, gentlemen, I know you've got questions and comments. Let us know what they are. Hey, before we start talking, guys, I want to play a quick clip, right? Because I want to talk about the impact of what you guys are doing. And, man, I'll tell you, if every police chief in the 19 towns of Monroe County alone, if every supervisor in the 19 counties alone, especially those that go out saying, we're inclusive, took this approach, we changed the world. Bob?
These guys came to my office about 2 years ago. I didn't know any of these guys. And introduced themselves, said they wanted to come and talk to my officers at roll call about autism. I didn't know a lot about autism. Mm-hmm. You can see the passion that these guys have. I mean, how do you say no, you know? And so this is how our friendship started. And basically, the police department is kind of like ambassadors to get the word out about autism. And, you know, a couple things we've done, we have a patch, right, on our uniforms now with the autism puzzle pieces. If you're out there and you have somebody with autism, we have stickers. Just contact the Gates Police. We can mail these to you. You can put that on your window of your house. So if a first responder comes, they know that you have somebody in your house with autism. We also took a police car and we decked it out with our patch and the autism puzzle pieces. So that's our job as the police department, is to help these guys get the awareness out there, and any platform that I can use, that's what we've been doing. But these are awesome, awesome people.
Imagine, like I said, everybody that's in some type of elected office or just leading in general. It doesn't even have to be government. Imagine if every single business said, I'm going to take a stand, and I'm going to stand with inclusivity, and I'm going to put one of these puzzle pieces in the window and complete that puzzle, because you know what? From what you described earlier, I can totally see how one would feel as a piece of a puzzle that's just forgotten or left on the side or maybe even dropped on the floor and kicked over, where people just forget. And we've really got to stop that. So, guys, I said earlier that, I mean, what you guys are doing truly defines your character over everything else. So how's it feel to be champions of cultural change? Hey, you didn't think about it like that before, have you?
No, never.
Not with that wording, no. But like I always tell people that my main goal in life, whether it's part of Campaign D or not, is to make people smile and make people laugh, just have a positive difference. And Campaign D is really helping do that.
Yeah. And I think also the whole thing about, you know, looking at it at face value, you see, oh, this kid's a little awkward. You know, why should I listen to him? Oh, this person's more normal. And it kind of, for lack of saying something, it pisses us off to a degree. I certainly know that I certainly get upset about it sometimes because, you know, I try to get friends, and I'll tell you this, even my close friends in the organization, I have some anxiety socializing with them. And so, you know, my executive functioning, which is basically, I don't know how to define it, it kind of gets in the way of my life as well. So I think that's another thing that Camping D is also trying to promote, is that we have problems over the time.
And you know what, though? I don't think I have autism. I haven't been diagnosed, but I deal with a lot of the same issues you mentioned. Keith, thank you for calling the Next Step Show, brother.
Yeah, I'm calling in because you use the I word of inclusivity. I want to say to the guests, I do ask direct questions, so don't be offended. My first one is, because all of these isms are coming more online, is autism now being overdiagnosed? It used to be one out of every 1,000 young people had it, and then they went way down to one out of 166, and now it's apparently one out of 30. Is there something going on, and I'm asking it, in the atmosphere or something going on? Is it a better diagnosis? But it seems more and more, and not just with autism, but all of these isms, more and more of our, especially our young people, are being diagnosed with this and that. And secondly, you brought up just what it might be to be and land on the autistic spectrum. So I'm going to ask a question as so far as maybe extra skills that maybe people with autism and also OCD, obsessive compulsive, they might have skills that the larger society may not recognize. I'm quickly going to bring up the TV show that is now out of production with the one-word title, Monk, M-O-N-K, that character played by actor Tony Shalhoub. In his case, he had OCD. You just mentioned Gates PD. The Monk character was brought on in that police department. On that show, he apparently had extra skills, whatever, relating to his OCD, even to maybe solve crimes that the normal officers could not. And you mentioned for yourself going into podcasting and voiceovers. Was wondering in closing whether people on the spectrum, including others, as I mentioned, OCD, might maybe, without fantasizing about it, have special skill sets that the overall larger society just do not see in the autistic, and that they could really be brought forward so that more autistic people can be employed. As I know it, at least 75% of people with autism are not currently employed, and I was just wondering how what I'm stating here, how all of you might bring that together.
Keith, we're going to toss this over to Tyler's dad, Mike, to address your question.
Yeah, so Keith, I think you hit it right on the head. One of the things that our kids, now the young men, face is the ability to be employed and stay employed. I know that my son Tyler has had a really hard time being able to maintain employment. Partly because his social skills and his inability at times to read body language get in the way of what he's trying to do. And because the employers may not have the information that they need on how to address that and how to deal with it, he ends up losing his job. And that's, I think, why you're seeing 75% of the people with autism are not being able to be employed. These two guys that I'm sitting next to, they're incredible on stage. You know, every year we put on a large Broadway-style musical production, and Tyler and Jordan, along with the other 70 people in our cast, they just wow our audiences. It's an incredible experience. Anybody that comes to see it once, they're hooked, and they want to see it every time. So that does allow for people to see that they do have a lot of other abilities, which is great. I often thought about, like, the military. You know, our kids have, you know, they might not make it through a boot camp, but they have other attributes, I think, that would be very beneficial to the military and to any organization for that matter.
And that takes a cultural of understanding, which is what these guys are doing. Now, I have quite a few years in the military. I'm a veteran myself. My son was in the Marines, and he's kind of diagnosed with autism. He survived 5 years doing that. So it is possible, and I think as a society we should look at that. Ladies and gentlemen, Keith, thank you for your call. We'll be right back right here on the Next Step Show with the conservative New Yorker. No te vayas.
Rochester and Finger Lakes region, one name stands above all others for real estate appraisal and advice.
Ryan Murphy and Associates.
This full-service real estate appraisal company can appraise and advise on purchase and sales decisions, mortgage finance feasibility, estate, matrimonial, partnership buyouts, litigation, and more for any type of property, both residential and commercial. Ryan Murphy was founded almost 40 years ago. All of our highly trained staff members have at least 20 years of experience. All our appraisers are either New York State certified general or residential real estate appraisers.
Ryan Murphy and Associates.
Start here. RYNNEMurphy.com.
The difference is dignity. At Open Door Mission, we open our arms and hearts to help those in need. We treat every one of our guests with respect and dignity. No matter the road that led to us, Open Door Mission is here to help. Give your support at opendoormission.com.
Has your favorite pizza place been letting you down? Try Livingston County Pizza Company and Gluten-Free Bakery in Avon. Not only is their pizza amazing, but their full menu and bakery has something for everyone. Livingston County Pizza Company and Gluten-Free Bakery, Avon.
Advertising on the WYSL stations is both affordable and effective, but it's so much more than that. When your business or professional practice has a presence on the Voice of Liberty, you connect with a patriotic, awake, and aware audience that cares about society, our families, our schools, our values, and our future. And our listeners appreciate you and respond. We can end the madness together. For truth and freedom, the WYSL stations, the Voice of Liberty. Call 346-3000 to advertise today.
Next Step with Peter Vasquez on the WYSL stations.
And if you need a real estate appraisal, whether it's residential, you know, maybe your taxes have gone up and you need some ammunition to go before that Board of Tax Appeals or whatever, Ryan Murphy and Associates, proud sponsor of the Next Step Show. We thank John, Judy, and company for their sponsorship and support of this program. Here's Peter Vasquez.
Thank you very much, Senor Savaje. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our listeners. Please know how much we appreciate you. And hey, if you haven't signed up to be a sponsor, what you waiting for? The next 178 shows? Guys, thanks for hanging with us. I really appreciate everything. Can we take a few minutes? I'd really like to kind of just talk a little bit about the journey in life, just your life journey in general, from the moment that you realized that, wait a minute, I am a little bit different from what people are telling me, and how you coped. Any positive or negative stories that you don't mind sharing?
Well, in terms of kind of responding to realizing that I'm a bit different, I try to take that as a good thing because I don't want to be exactly like everybody else. So when somebody now calls me weird or different or whatever, I take it as a compliment because that means I'm standing out. Mm-hmm. In terms of experiences, there's one I like to point out too, and that is when I used to work at the Arby's on West Henrietta. Like with some of the other places I've worked for, they wouldn't necessarily realize that I had a disability right away. And when they do figure that out, they start treating me different. That particular location, they embraced it. And at one point after they learned about me, what disabilities I had, and they even learned about Campaign D, the way they responded is when I came in the next day, all of them were wearing these blue puzzle piece pins on their shirts, and they started selling these Campaign D wristbands on the side. So it's like I would love if more businesses would do something like that, if they know that somebody with a disability is in their workforce.
Tell me something, and either of you guys, and I want to get your story here in a quick sec, Tyler, but have you, or Jordan, did you by any chance, once somebody figured out that you had a disability, that it's autism, Aside from where you were working at, where they accepted it, embraced it, as everybody should, have you ever been in a situation where people were like, oh, no, just stay away from me because you got a disability, or where they were like, I'm so sorry, I misunderstood you? Well, have you seen those kind of things?
I've experienced that kind of stuff, yeah. There have been times where I might be working, and when I'm triggered, they might just put me in the back corner and then send me home. And then those people might actively try to stay away from me. But there have been times where they might be like, I am so sorry, I had no idea. And when, like, sometimes when I am triggered, I become unresponsive. Like, I could have somebody yelling my name in my ear and I won't even realize. But then when they talk to me later, it's like, I'm sorry, I wasn't sure what to do, so I pulled somebody in and they were able to help you, but I'll know better for next time.
The strength that it takes for you to live independently now must be enormous, sir. Thank you for that.
Oh, it's definitely a lot to get used to.
You are my hero.
Oh, thank you.
Because you are overcoming. And the thing is, you're choosing not to be a victim, even though you have a valid reason to try to be a victim. Thank you, sir. Tyler,
okay.
Your story, sir.
So, you know how Jordan was mentioning, like, the positive and the inclusivity, the acceptance of his disability. I'm going to go on the other side of this, of the story. When I was in high school, there are a lot of schools that have, I know the school that I have, they have a 12-1-1 program, they have an 8-1-1 program, but they don't really have anything for somebody like me who doesn't need the, I guess you could say, I wouldn't say babification, but you know, I can do the higher education stuff, but I have some problem, like executive functioning difficulties. And, you know, I tried working with the people at the school, but they didn't really know how to cope with my issues. So I think that's something that I hope down the line, the elementary schools and the middle schools and the high schools figure out a way to kind of not have just an 8-1-1 and 12-1-1. You know, I know there's like consultant teachers and stuff like that too, but some kind of bridge between a neurotypical student and a student that needs more support, that really needs more support, like one that kind of is right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's sad that I didn't really enjoy my high school because my high school years were not very fun.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine. And I'm sorry for that for you as well. Can one of you guys quickly, though, because, boy, I'll tell you, this has been a great conversation, Bob. I can talk for the next 2 hours. Just quickly define higher functioning. You've mentioned that a few times. It's on the video. What does that mean in regards to autism?
Well, I definitely had to teach myself that one because I would be confused as well. But high functioning, at least from my understanding, means like it doesn't affect you as much. Whereas if you're low functioning, like if you're lower on the spectrum, then it affects you a lot more.
Yeah, I would say typically lower functioning people need more support. You can kind of tell that they have the disability to a degree. Whereas the higher functioning people like Jordan and myself, you look at this at face value, you don't notice that we have it, and then they – you know, we say, oh, yeah, we have autism, and like, oh, we didn't even know.
Interesting. I'm going to play a quick audio where, Jordan, I think it's you that, or Dalton, one of you, to describe what it is that we should be looking for. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I guess somebody wanted to notice it's still autism,
yes,
even though it's high functioning.
Right. And that's a valid point, and I'm really glad you mentioned that. Bob, can we go with this?
We sure do. And we came up with different suggestions so that when a person is exposed or they know who has autism, mm-hmm, we came with different suggestions. Why don't we fill in and take a turn? What do you say, Jordan?
Sure, yeah.
All right, so one of them is like eye contact for me and Jordan. Because we're high functioning, we've worked with eye contact so we can like have great conversations. And you can tell because one of the three things is eye contact where some of my friends with autism will look away or they like are looking at something else and they're just like, they're zoned out. So that's one of the few steps you can tell from autism.
Yeah.
And then for me, oftentimes, if I receive too much information at one time, I'll start to like really shake and I'll become unresponsive. I'll get a lot more like tense. Mm-hmm. So really just getting an embrace from somebody can really help.
Yeah.
Another one is also show for awkwardness. So like me and Jordan, we can be big crowds, but sometimes when we're in a crowd for too long, we start to get nervous or anxious and get stress anxiety, and we need to, you know, just back away for a little bit, calm down, go to somewhere to, you know, just cool and calm down. And that's one another step we can tell.
Thank you, Bob. So, guys, here you were talking a little bit about detection. How can you tell if somebody is having, you know, a situation where we just need to either give space or not? Can you guys talk a little bit about what we just heard on the video? Audio?
Yeah. Like, autism affects everybody differently, so there may be different ways to do it. But in my personal case, if I am overwhelmed and I'm like a shaking or I'm becoming unresponsive, all I might need is a tight embrace because that gives me a sense of security.
Embrace is a hug.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or sometimes we may just need to step aside away from like all the action going on for just a few minutes so that we can breathe and kind of refocus, reset.
Mm-hmm. I know I do that quite a bit. If I'm in somewhat of a difficult situation, I might try to pull myself away, or maybe I'll get a hold of my parents, or you know, and tell them, here's what's going on, what should I do, how do I cope with it?
Absolutely. So basically, if we're at an event, right, and let's say we're at your gala, and we notice that a few of you just kind of go off to the corner just on your own, or even one of you just on your own for a few minutes, we should probably just respect that and understand that, well, maybe they're going through some of the issues that they may, even if they don't know. But you know what gets me, though, guys? I don't know about listeners, all of them, but what I'm hearing you guys talk about is really no different than many of us that they, what'd you say earlier?
Neurotypical,
right? The neuro, that's an interesting phrase, that neurotypical people deal with. I don't like crowds and it's very hard for me to engage sometimes. How is that any different, right? I mean, you may suffer through it a little bit deeper or harder than some of us.
I mean, my mother, she has some social anxiety and she does not do very well in crowds and she's neurotypical. So I totally get it.
Yep. All we got to do is have understanding for people. Gentlemen, can you both do me a quick favor? I like to call it next steps advice, but can each of you provide some advice to our listeners, whatever that advice may be, whether it's to get involved with Campaign D, more education, whatever you guys feel, or maybe to buy a Kia. Don't buy a Kia.
Don't buy a Hyundai either.
Generally speaking, whether the person has autism or not, I would definitely advise them to, when they're interacting with someone new, just take the time to get to know them, learn about who they are, what they do. And if they happen to find out that they have autism, don't necessarily treat them differently, but maybe adjust in how you respond to what they do or say.
Absolutely. Tyler, do you got some advice?
Yeah. If you're in high school or middle school or whatever, I think you tend to sit at the lunch tables, usually with your friends. Sometimes you'll see those people around kind of just by themselves. Go ahead and sit them. They are probably actually looking for somebody to sit down and have a conversation with.
And just be treated like a human being. Gentlemen, thank you so much for everything you are and everything you do. CampaignD.com. Ladies and gentlemen, say it with me. Leadership is the beacon that guides me, for it's through selfless service that I illuminate the way for others to find their greatness. Hey, be a leader. Share with us. Advertise with us. Next Step Show. Y que tengan una tarde bendecida y nunca te olvides. Don't ever forget que aquí en the WYSL Studios, La Voz de Libertad, your conservative New York Rican, and the Next Step Show, it's Señor D'Angelo. Te amamos. Te amamos.